USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has reportedly made another offer on his infrastructure plan in a Wednesday meeting with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Politico reporting that the president's new plan included $1 trillion in new spending, down from his initial package of $2.3 trillion, but far from the levels of spending in a Republican counteroffer. Biden and Capito will meet again on Friday, even as members of his administration say that a time to get a deal done is running out. And new COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest 7-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that that average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
President Biden announced Wednesday that his administration will be making a push to get 70% of American adults vaccinated, calling June a month of action. But some health experts have called the president's goal too low. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the administration wanted to set a mark that was reachable in a time frame, but tells ABC News that 70% is just the beginning.
We have wanted to hit a target that was aspirational, doable, and to say that we're done on July 4th if and when we hit 70%, I would say is not true. After we hit 70%, we need to lean in and try and get to 75% and try and get to 80%. But what I would say is right now we have this with this goal. We're working towards it. We knew that this was going to be hard work as we approached it, that, you know, we've hit all the folks who have been streaming in trying to get the vaccine for themselves, and now we're going out one by one getting this vaccine to the people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Athletes are responding to Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open. Tim Berg has more.
Tennis phenom Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open over mental health concerns has some of the biggest names in sports weighing in. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, himself no stranger to mental health struggles, tells CNN he's proud of Osaka.
I was ecstatic to see how everything came across, but I was also very saddened to see how much backlash there was. You know, this is a human being that's sharing her feelings and emotions, I'm sure it was challenging for her to do.
In announcing her decision this week, the 23-year-old Osaka revealed she's been battling depression since 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Recess could soon be a mandatory part of the day in Illinois' public schools. State lawmakers passed a bill this week requiring schools to include 30 minutes of recess in their day. Being held out of that recess could also not be used as a punishment as part of the measure. The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. And with 50 days to go before the opening of the Tokyo Olympics, the Games were dealt another blow as around 10,000 of the 80,000 volunteers for the Games have dropped out. Organizers say many left over concerns about COVID-19. A state of emergency was recently extended in Tokyo through June 20th as the city's health system remains strained despite falling infections. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.